ahead, please.
Yeah. Mr. Secretary, I'm sorry to bother you this afternoon, but I'm calling because the President is considerably upset about the Tad Schultz story in the morning's New York Times and wanted me, in fact, to talk to you. He's so upset that the better part of wisdom dictated my calling instead of him. This is, as you know, the second time in a matter of days that someone in or around that area has given Schultz speculative information which even the President had not had time to consider. He said he felt a little bit like Darryl Royal trying to beat Navy with Wayne Harden knowing all the Texas plays beforehand, only the stakes are a lot higher. He said if every time the President asks someone over there to do something or someone over there recommends something for his consideration and Schultz knows about it before at the same time he does, he just doesn't know how his faith in the people over there is going to be anything but considerably shaken. He doesn't believe he can conduct the affairs of state wisely, prudently, or effectively if there's a sieve through which Tad Schultz gets milk fed about twice a week. Doesn't know what he can do, of course, but if it becomes a habit, he's got to do something. He wanted you to call a meeting of your people and impress this upon them. He doesn't want to be unfair or unreasonable or imprudent, and he certainly doesn't want to practice censorship, but he does ask for a fair chance to consider proposals before he makes up his mind, and then to be able to make up his mind without having pressure from the New York Times or the New York Herald Tribune or the Marshall News Messenger.
Well, this is the toughest of all problems to get at in order to try to find out who does this kind of thing. It's a constant fight on the part of any of the top sides. There'll be times when we'll try to run it down and find it in very surprising places.
Yes.
We've all had experiences with that.
Do you have any thoughts on this story this morning?
My impression, and I can't run this down with names, my impression is that this has come out of some of the talk in the aid business, because the aid people are pretty upset about it. They know that the whole business of aid is now topsy turvy and is being thought of again, you see.
Yes, sir.
And this creates a good deal of speculation around over there, and some people, and in that kind of a situation, there'll be some who will perhaps down the line, I don't know, who would do with their talk for not for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I talked to George Ball about this, and we're inclined to think that it might come from there, not from Dave Burrell, but somewhere down the line. But we just have no way of knowing it. George has held this very closely indeed inside the, as far as the State Department is concerned. Now he's got the committee with about six or eight people sitting in on those meetings.
Yes. Well, if we can just again impress upon everyone how concerned the President is at having his hands tied before he makes a decision, that might help again. If they believe we mean business.
We had the same problem with Tad the other day, Tad Schultz the other day on appointment.
That's correct. This is the
shoot some people out on that, but the frustrating thing is to find out who in fact is doing this kind of talking.
Right.
Bob Manning may be able to get some leads on it, but thus far he hasn't been able to. But we'll do our best on it and try to. I can see the problem, and it's a problem for all of us. But the big question is how do you cope with it?
Well, I know the President will appreciate anything you can do over there, Mr. Secretary, and you can count on him to help from our end.
Well,
that's the thing that's going to have to happen, I'm sure. They're going to have to believe that the business is meant.
Yeah.
Well,
by the way, did he say anything to you about the ambassador to
Georgia? He hopes to be calling you back very soon on that. He has looked at the black book,
right,
and as you suggested this morning.
Okay,
very good, Mr. Secretary. Goodbye.